CB Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Prime Minister Netanyahu responding to President Biden's threat to pause more arms shipments to Israel if the IDF invades Rafah in southern Gaza.
This is precision weapons. So, in fact, if you want to avoid civilian casualties, you need these weapons.
The judge denies two requests for a mistrial at Donald Trump's hush money trial as Stormy Daniels wraps up a second day of cross-examination. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
He said that really he put the onus on the defense. Too many details did come out, but he said that Trump's defense attorney, Susan Necklace, just did not object enough.
The family of a decorated service member demanding answers after police body cam video shows a Florida sheriff's deputy shooting and killing the 23-year-old inside his own home. Senior Airman Roger Forston had a handgun at his side. He owned it legally. The officer responded to a call for a domestic disturbance. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans say they're tired of fighting with other members of their own party. All five GOP representatives from Wisconsin voted against removing Mike Johnson as Speaker Wednesday. The Republicans' right wing wanted Johnson out over recent bills approving government spending and aid to Ukraine. Former Wisconsin Congressman and U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Donald Trump has nowhere to go but down, but that President Biden needs to work his way up.
Trump can't win, but Biden can lose, meaning Trump's polling at his peak pretty much in all the swing states. He's basically polling at the best he has, at the best he can get, and Biden's underperforming everywhere.
Ryan handicapping the presidential race at the Milken Global Institute conference this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A Bucks player slapped with a four-game suspension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee Bucks guard Pat Beverly suspended four games next season for misconduct during the Bucks' season-ending loss to the Pacers. Video showing Pat Beverly throwing a ball at a heckling fan. Later, he refused to take questions from an ESPN reporter. Beverly said he's not even sure if he'll be with the Bucks next season.
I'm excited about this summer. I'm excited to see what new home I'm at. If it's, you know, if I'm here, if I'm, you know, wherever. Obviously, we don't know. You know, we came up short, but, you know, we'll see what the summer has.
Baseball, the Brewers with three home runs on the way to a 7-1 win over the Cardinals at AmFam Field. The crew getting good performances from young pitchers like Jared Koenig, who got the win, or Tobias Myers, who got the start.
Tobias, that was in Double A part of last year and wasn't slated to be in the big leagues, he's pitching great for four. And then we get another guy that we didn't know that would pitch for us at all this year. They were great.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north, switching to the south by midday at 5 to 15. Tonight, a little light rain, our low 48. Tomorrow, sunshine 63. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the greatest radio show ever, Mark Pocan in the 3 o'clock hour. Joe Walsh, Republican former presidential candidate in the 5 o'clock hour. Devil's Advocates. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Killing every inch of land in the state, except Lambeau Field. But there's consecrated ground. Pam Yonke and the Farm Report.
Yeah, we might get a chance to resume field work sometime this weekend. It looks dry, and that's the good news I bring you on a Friday. Hello, everybody. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Yeah, today is going to begin a drying process. We should have some sunny skies. Daytime highs today probably in the upper 60s to low 70s. Tomorrow, same thing. Sunshine, temperatures upper 60s, low 70s, and dry. Sunday, more of the same, partly cloudy but warmer, probably in the upper 70s, if not low 80s on Sunday. Monday, well, depends where you are. Western Wisconsin's going to stay partly cloudy. They'll probably see a high around 69. The Madison area and along the lakeshore, showers in the forecast. Right now, they're only calling for about a 30% chance of rain, but still, that's more than a lot of Wisconsin farmers would like to see. We'll get better details on that forecast when Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, joins us in about 15 minutes. Happy Mother's Day early. I know if you're like myself, you got to try to make time to be sure you recognize the mom in your life. And we're going to do that here on the Farm Show, focusing in on the big business that Mother's Day weekend provides for a lot of our florists, our greenhouses. Charity Seebecker's got a story about that and how people are staying busy today and through Mother's Day weekend. We're also seeing that our state legislators, although they are kind of in limbo, many of them back out on the campaign trail, some are going back and trying to figure out what they need to bring up for business in the next session. One of those is our Wisconsin Assembly Agriculture Chair. That's Travis Tranel. That, plus a conversation with friends from AARP on the Rural Voice mattering this fall election. It's all on the way. Wisconsin weather can be a farmer's best friend or its worst enemy. Helena Agri knows all about that. Dean Ebert is one of the Helena Agri representatives in West Bend. He's been out looking at fields in between rain showers and says trying to keep those nutrients in place is priority number one this year.
As far as moisture goes, we get that nitrogen out there. We put stabilizers with it. We get rains like today, especially on a no-till acre. We want to stabilize that so it doesn't volatilize off the surface, but we have a product called Research that also prevents leaching, and it stops leaching on not only the nitrogen, but the sulfur components as well, which the crop needs.
Dean Ebert with Helena Agri. He's out of their West Bend location. He said that if you're still looking for solutions and a game plan for the rest of spring planting into the growing season, he's available to help. You can find your local Helena representative and learn more about the company that stretches back to 1957. Jump online, HelenaAgri.com. That's Helena, AGRI.com.
I've heard of some interesting awards out there, but this one is definitely unique. I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn in Eau Claire. The Soil Your Undies Award was awarded to Randy and Liz Mittig. They run Shadow Ridge Ranch by River Falls. They implement rotational grazing for their Hereford beef herd, as well as so many conservation practices, including fixing those washouts that have been left from past farmers to putting more biologicals in their soil. Let's talk about the Soil Your Undies Award. First of all, you bury a pair of tidy whities in the soil. How long are they in the ground?
Roughly 2 months in the ground. You pick out a place on your farm where you think you have the best chance of the microorganisms eating the cotton on the underwear up. So this year, I remembered to unfold them. Last year, I did not. The year before, I didn't unfold them, so they didn't get eaten too well. But this year, we laid them out 18 inches below the ground, And when they pulled them out, if anyone's seen the Pierce County Journal, all there's left is the waistband and the two leg openings. They ate everything up totally.
So these biologics eating up these undies, what does that say about your soil?
Our soil has gone from being pretty non-productive to having it right up where it needs to be.
What does that mean for your fertilizer use?
Well, what it means is we've got the bacteria and the microorganisms working like they should. They can fully utilize what is in the soil, and the alfalfa helps put nitrogen in to balance out the needs that the other soil needs. So we actually have not put any commercial fertilizer on our property in the last 2 years. We have spread our composted manure on some of the fields that need it more. But even in this drought, we've done really well with getting a good first crop hay. We've been able to not have to buy much hay for our cattle. And
that was my next question. With these biologics in the ground, how does drought last year do for you?
Actually, it did really well. The first year we had Jason from NRCS came out and came to see us rotationally grazing. And in July, when it was so hot, we had 2 foot high grass, and he watched us as we turned the cattle out onto a fresh section. And the cows know right where to go. They stand there and wait till you open the gate, and you walk right on through to the next section. And it's really fun to see them go out there, and especially when they bring their calves out, and the calves are out running around in new, fresh, green grass.
Rotational grazing. Let's give a little rundown on that. How many paddocks do you have here, and how often are you moving the animals? And what does that look like in a typical year?
Typical early start would usually be about May 15th to May 20th. We'll start on the front 30. Right now, when we start, we'll have 35 two-acre paddocks. That encroaches the entire farm. When it's grass is growing so fast, we might move them twice a day in the late spring, early the summer. But once we get into a good groove, it's once a day or every other day at the latest. Each paddock has its own water line, so like a quick injector on the back end of a farm tractor, we can couple that hose right into the water line. In less than 5 minutes, you have 50 gallons filled up. And we've learned the tricks to keep the water cold going out back, and we've been told we couldn't pump water out to our back 40, and we do, but it didn't work out on paper for NRCS, so it was kind of fun to have them come out and see exactly what we accomplished, and they all just kind of shook their head, but they were happy we could do it.
We've been focused on the rotational grazing and taking care of the cattle and the land. But when you came to the farm, there were some washouts and some ravines that you needed to take care of. What did you guys do to take care of those and help with the conservation of the soil?
First of all, when we first moved out here, if we got any rain, the water would come off the hills and run, and the ditches would overflow. And we'd have, looks like lakes across the road, and you couldn't even tell where the ditch ended and the road began. And we, by being able to get some of that seeded down, this and keeping the soil in place really helped a lot. We had some ravines out back that were so deep, and the water would run off of them, and it was so bad that it actually ran down the hill, and it washed out the corner under the neighbor's hay shed, so we really needed to do something to get that done. And we had some help getting, they came out with some big heavy equipment, and they took down the trees and they cleaned out what was the farm dump. And Randy and Dan were out there, and they put down erosion cloth with biodegradable stakes. That was pretty cool. I thought that was cool. These little plastic stakes that are biodegradable, and seeded all that down and worked at getting all that water held in there. And it's held, and it's done really well.
So the conservation to get those ravines filled in really is a process, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It takes a lot of soil and a lot of work to get it done, but it really makes it easier when it comes cutting hay time. Pasturing the cattle, it doesn't matter so much. They're usually small paddocks, and they move, you know, easily through. But when you go out like in the springtime, we usually hay the back 40 acres and just graze on the front. and trying to figure out where they are and not marking them ahead of time can be kind of a hazard when you're driving that tractor in the hay mower.
And you can see a big difference on the soil staying put, and the runoff probably looks a little bit more like pure water rather than a little cloudy.
Yes, it does. The water runoff is, and it's very, very seldom do you see a lot of it. We had it originally so bad that it came down off the hill and ran through the barn, and there was straw bales washed out and buckets washed out the barn door right into our driveway at one point. So it really has helped to do all that.
And that was Randy and Liz Mittig. They run Shadow Ridge Ranch. They are the 2024 winners of Soil Your Undies Award. I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn in Eau Claire.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Legacy Exteriors. Just pick up the phone and let us leave a legacy on your home. Roofing, windows, gutters, siding, and decks. Can Legacy do it? You bet. Better prices, better warranties. Legacy always makes it easy. Go to legacy-exteriors.com. Legacy Exteriors. Just pick up the phone. Let us leave a legacy on your home.
A good friend might tell you that your shoe's untied, or, hey, you've got a bit of breakfast on the corner of your mouth. Well, a good friend will also share valuable insights about the scoop on money and energy savings. Like Benjamin Plumbing and their game-changing electric hybrid water heaters. Potential savings of up to 3 to 4 times a conventional water heater with current tax incentives up to $2,000. Benjamin Plumbing's electric hybrid water heaters go beyond being just a water heater. It acts as a dehumidifier for your basement, kicking musty odors, mold, and excess moisture to the curb. Eco-friendly and efficient, these electric hybrid water heaters will leave your wallet and our environment completely satisfied.
Hi, Dale Benjamin with Benjamin Plumbing. When we say your plumbing problem is fixed, we mean it. No excuses. I guarantee it. Contact Benjamin Plumbing at BenjaminPlumbing.com.
Now you've got a friend in the plumbing business.
Benjamin Plumbing.
Some jewelry stores try to dazzle you with gigantic showrooms and tons of inventory, but honestly, you don't want to pay for the jewelry store. You want to pay for your custom piece. William Thomas Custom Jewelry is proud of their quaint location and modest reputation for keeping their overhead low and their prices affordable. Allow William Thomas Custom Jewelry to help you create that one-of-a-kind piece.
William Thomas Custom Jewelry, your inspiration, your custom jeweler.
Hang on to your tractors. Here's another update. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Welcome back on a finally Friday. We'll check in with weather and Stu Muck in just a little bit. But of course, we can't ignore the fact that it is Mother's Day weekend. Now listen, agriculture is connected with a successful Mother's Day weekend in a lot of ways. Whether it is that brunch that you're going to be enjoying with mom, or maybe it's the gift that you're thinking about giving. I'll tell you what, our greenhouses have been busy, not just today and into the weekend, but probably for the past week or more. That's the word from Josh Smith. He's co-owner of Cupkey's Greenhouse in Oregon. He calls Mother's Day really the week leading up to Mother's Day because it's so very busy for them. In fact, he said they will expect that they'll see somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000 customers a day in the week leading up to Mother's Day. So this is big business for our greenhouses and for a lot of our retail locations as well. Oh, and by the way, if you're wondering what the top sellers seem to be at our Wisconsin greenhouses this year for Mother's Day, Josh has got some suggestions.
Hanging baskets, for sure. Every kind of combination there is. We have about, I think we do about 50 different combinations of hanging baskets. And certainly, if you're familiar, 4.5-inch potted material, so geraniums, petunias, I mean, anything that pretty much grows in a 4-inch pot, we can't keep it on the shelves fast enough. We're just moving stuff up as fast as we can. So I'd say 4-inch and hanging baskets are our biggest two categories that we sell in the annual market, followed closely by perennials. People have been really showing an interest in perennials the last couple of years.
Cool. Well, there you go. Now, Charity Seebecker is going to visit more with Josh about Mother's Day trends and some of the hot spots coming up. You know, the other option is to look at something that's a little bit more of the unique side, if you will. Jamie Bugle is the Dane County Farmers Market Director, and she said they've been working pretty hard to try to make sure they have a little something unique to offer people that will be on the Capitol Square for the Dane County Farmers Market. And one of those items, a cookbook.
Something fun that we don't always have is last year, in celebration of our 50th year, a few years prior, a few volunteers from the market, including Therese Allen, wrote a cookbook using recipes submitted by vendors and customers and chefs. And just created this cookbook of recipes with ingredients you can find at the market. And we'll be selling that at all of our markets this year. It's a great way to inspire your grocery shopping, but also like to have something physical to remind you of the market throughout the season.
There you go. That's a gift idea. So there you go. Just a couple things from the farm department. We can tie all things celebratory back to Wisconsin agriculture. More on the greenhouse story coming up with Charity Seebecker. Let's pivot now. It's a Compure Friday. Time for our ag weather updates. Tumac Ag meteorologist along with us. Can you imagine how many posies, hanging baskets, et cetera, we've bought in our life for the moms out there?
Oh, goodness. All kinds of business. Now, your cookbook, though, that's a good idea. Yeah. She likes to read cookbooks.
Yeah, something a little different, that's for sure. So Mother's Day weekend, no matter what you seem to be doing with mom, even if it includes taking her to a graduation ceremony, a wedding, an outdoor venue, whatever the case may be, looks pretty doggone good this weekend.
It does look very good. Temperatures are going to be a whole lot more mild. And there will be some rain chance, but it's not going to wash out the weekend by any means. Kind of a hit and miss situation. Almost anywhere is going to develop. I think maybe the bigger thing to talk about this morning is the frost advisory. There is a frost advisory in Trempealeau and Jackson County, just north of La Crosse, up through Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, all the way up to Rice Lake, and up toward Tomahawk, Antigo, and there's also a freeze warning further north up into the far northern edge of Wisconsin. Skies did clear out. It got a lot colder up there through the nighttime. Through the day, though, temps are going to warm up because of that sun. We all get a much more mild day, even after a cool start. And a weak system will drop south out of Canada, a system still providing a little bit of light rain way in northern Minnesota this morning. And there is going to be a possibility there could be some light rain even late this afternoon in northwest Wisconsin, more likely overnight all across the state, a tenth of an inch or two if we see that much. That system clears out. Another rain chance toward later Sunday or Sunday night. Doesn't look like it'll be very heavy either, and the temperatures will get and stay a whole lot more mild through the weekend. I'll have the forecast details right after this.
Optimize your farming with Madison Area Drone Service, your comprehensive drone hub for sales, repairs, and equipment. Their cutting-edge agriculture spray drones ensure precise field applications, significantly reducing waste and enhancing distribution accuracy. With advanced GPS technology, avoid obstacles like tree lines, neighboring fields, and livestock. Getting started is simple with Madison Area Drone Service. Discover more at widroneservice.com. Madison Area Drone Service, streamlining agriculture.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Get insurance from a company who knows Wisconsin and cares about your community. You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home and auto rates? Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more about products and discounts.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All right, buddy, let's talk about not just this weekend, but into next week. I mean, we got a little fluctuation on temperatures by the time we get to Sunday afternoon, don't we?
Oh, we sure do. Warms up a whole lot. The Compure Financial Ag Weather Forecast is for a mostly sunny sky today, and a lot of us push into the upper 60s. Even after that frosty start in the northwest, it warms up. Winds become west today about 5 to 10. Northwest Wisconsin may see a bit of a shower chance, kind of a sprinkly shower, if you'll, yet this afternoon. And that rain chance crosses through the rest of the state tonight. Showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm. Like I said, a tenth of an inch or two. Nighttime lows, mid and upper 40s. West winds, 5 to 15. A sunny Saturday in the upper 60s with the northwest winds, 5 to 15. Really slight chance of a shower late Saturday afternoon, especially north and east. Sunday, mostly sunny, even more mild. In the mid and upper 70s, but that chance, Pam, of a shower Sunday afternoon and evening, not a whole lot, a tenth of an inch or so. It just sounds like a real mild end to the week, but another chance of a little rain later Monday, Monday night. Not very heavy into next week, but every now and again, a little rain may fall.
Is it going to be enough to make it slippery in the fields?
Just make it slimy that you got to track mud around, and that's it.
I guess we'll be doing compaction stories next week.
Yeah, but it stays mild, so stuff's really going to grow what's in.
That's called a weed. Thank you, Stu.
Okay.
All right, man. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Compure Financial, your partner for agriculture and rural America. Visit Compure.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your home for the Bucks, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christy Nome. Yep, we're finally talking about her. Tune in tomorrow. You cannot miss this.
Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Operation Center.
The stage is set. The crowd is holding its breath, and here we go. The tip-off for tonight's meal is underway, and Spudley waits no time, dribbling that Wisconsin potato, sprinting to the kitchen, weaving along pots and pans, and making a clutch shot right in the oven during this thrilling dinner menu matchup. Now, here's a meal that's certainly living up to the hype. Celebrate your own victories in a big way.
High five, Spudley.
EatWisconsinPotatoes.com.
Now that I refurbished my entire living room with Lazy Luxury, everyone keeps asking, is that a Lazy Boy recliner? What they don't know is that my budget allowed me to redecorate for a fraction with free in-home design included. I say yes. At Lazy Boy, customizable fashion and luxury can be this simple.
Lazy decorators love Lazy Boy. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Madison, East Springs Drive near Easttown Mall.
A good friend might tell you that your shoe's untied or, hey, you've got a bit of breakfast on the corner of your mouth. Well, a good friend will also share valuable insights about the scoop on money and energy savings. Like Benjamin Plumbing and their game-changing electric hybrid water heaters. Potential savings of up to 3 to 4 times a conventional water heater with current tax incentives up to $2,000. Benjamin Plumbing's electric hybrid water heaters go beyond being just a water heater. It acts as a dehumidifier for your basement, kicking musty odors, mold, and excess moisture to the curb. Eco-friendly and efficient, these electric hybrid water heaters will leave your wallet and our environment completely satisfied.
Hi, Dale Benjamin with Benjamin Plumbing. When we say your plumbing problem is fixed, we mean it. No excuses. I guarantee it. Contact Benjamin Plumbing at BenjaminPlumbing.com.
Now you've got a friend in the plumbing business.
Benjamin Plumbing.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
And now a break from the Farm Report with Pam Yonke for a sports report.
Mike Florio, Chris Sims, NBC, were ranking the NFL's top rivalries going into the 2024 season. And I would love to ask the listeners this as well at 608-321-1670. Mike Florio, a known Packers hater, doesn't care for the Packers, really hates Aaron Rodgers. He had said the best NFL rivalry in the NFL, number one is the Chiefs and the Bills. I get it, right? You got Josh Allen, you got Patrick Mahomes going at it. We've had the incredible playoffs, you know, and they changed some rules about it too because of overtime. You got a great rivalry right there, you know, the two quarterbacks going at it. The number three one he had was the Chiefs versus the Chargers, okay. But here's where I raise my eyebrow a little bit. The best NFL rivalry, Florio says the number two one in the NFL for the 2024 season belongs to the Packers and the Detroit Lions. Packer fans, do you view the Detroit Lions as a rival for the Green Bay Packers? Now, the Lions won the NFC North last year, obviously. Kicked the living hell out of the Packers in that first go-around. Do you believe that the Packers and the Lions have one of the best rivalries in the NFL? For me, again, 608-321-1670, when it comes to Packers and rivalries, who do you got? For me, it's the Chicago Bears. It is the longest rivalry in the NFL, the Bears versus the Packers. Now you go back to like, oh, you know, Hollis floated $500 for the Packers way back in the day to keep their organization alive. If it wouldn't be for Hollis, they wouldn't be around. Maybe, maybe not. But for me, it's the Chicago Bears. It's the oldest rivalry in the NFL. Now, the Packers have had the Bears number for a long time. They've been kicking them and kicking them when they're down nonstop. I get it. I understand it. But for me, historically, it's the Packers and the Bears as the rivalry. I think a lot of people, a lot of Packer fans would say, no. It is the Minnesota Vikings, which is the rival of the Green Bay Packers. Maybe more so because of relevancy. Bears been a little downtrodden, right? When they say bear down, they literally mean bear down at the bottom of the division. For me, it's always the Chicago Bears, though. The Bears is your most bitter rival. Brett Favre owned them. And then Aaron Rodgers made it abundantly clear that he owns them. Hell, remember when he rushed for a touchdown in Soldier Field, said, I own you my whole effing career. I've owned you. And then men, women, and children were all giving Aaron Rodgers the dirty bird when he put on the belt and did it. For me, it's the Chicago Bears. A lot of people can make the case that it's the Minnesota Vikings. Just because of relevancy, the Vikings have been a little better than the Bears, and you can say that. And then the Lions, they always have the stench of a loser on them. A losing organization. Besides last year. You know, Lions had a hell of a year, win the NFC North. Unfortunately for them, lose to the San Francisco 49ers. leading that game up until Dan Campbell changed his tactics a little bit, maybe. And Niners go on and win, go to the Super Bowl, and eventually lose to the Kansas City Chiefs. Would it be the Detroit Lions now are the biggest rival for the Green Bay Packers? I don't know. If you want to talk about relevancy, sure, Minnesota Vikings. Historically, the Chicago Bears. The Lions, I would have to disagree with Mike Florio. And I disagree with Mike Florio on just about everything. I don't perceive the Detroit Lions as the biggest rival for the Green Bay Packers. If you want to talk about this coming season, yeah, sure. I mean, the Vikings are probably going to be trash this year. They're going to be, I would say, last in the NFC North. We'll see what happens if Sam Darnold's that guy or J.J. McCarthy is going to take the spot to be that starting quarterback. But the Lions, coming off their season that was very successful, Dan Campbell's a hell of a coach. Jared Goff being able to do it, surrounded by a ton of talent. Is it the Detroit Lions, though, are the biggest rival? I guess if you're doing a micro version of it for who's going to win the NFC North, yeah, I could see that. To be the man, you got to beat the man. And right now the Lions are the man because they won the NFC North. So I could see maybe into this year, okay. But historically, for me, Chicago Bears, the biggest rival. Are the Bears going to be any good this year? They got a nice roster. They're stacking offensively.
And now back to the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
She's like your older sister, but louder. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, it should be a dry Mother's Day weekend. That's the good news I bring you on a Friday. Welcome back. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Yeah, today we should stay dry. Temperatures in the upper 60s, low 70s. Tomorrow, sunshine, upper 60s. On Sunday, we'll bounce up to the near 80-degree mark, if not a little above, under sunny skies. Then Monday, a little questionable. We've got a chance of showers in the forecast for the Madison-Milwaukee area. Western Wisconsin, you could stay dry. On this, the 10th day of May, what can I tell you? Let me see. Little tidbits for conversation with friends and workmates. On this day back in 1869, the United States finished its first coast-to-coast railroad. The Central Pacific and Union Pacific Railroad hooked up in the middle and drove the Golden Spike. The United States' first coast-to-coast railroad finished up on this day in 1869. On this day in 1954, Bill Haley released the song Rock Around the Clock, and we're still hearing that to this day. On this day in 1994, Nelson Mandela became South Africa's first black president. On this day in 2012, the Food Network chef Robert Irvine married TNA pro wrestler Gail Kim. And happy birthday to singer, songwriter, and activist Bono. He's 64 years young. And now you know. Mother's Day weekend, we're glad that the weather is going to straighten out and be nice for everyone to enjoy. But I'll tell you what, the ones really smiling are the folks that are selling you your Mother's Day goods. We all know it's flowers, it's potted plants, it's cards. And Charity Seebacker joins us this morning to explain how that's big business for a lot of our Wisconsin greenhouses.
Wisconsin greenhouses are seeing a rush for Mother's Day flowers as the holiday nears. But thankfully, these growers have been preparing for a long time now. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and I talked with Josh Smith, the co-owner of Kopke's Greenhouse, and he tells me that they have about 1,000 people coming through every day preparing for this holiday. He tells us a little bit more about just how they prepare for this rush in business and just what these customers are looking for.
We actually start our operation on the production side of things the beginning of February. And from there, we're growing all the plants, all the baskets and everything. And then once we hit mid-April when we open, it's just a crazy gate and everybody starts showing up. This year, it's been especially interesting because despite the weird weather, folks have been really hungry to get out there and get gardening and get those beautiful things for their for their homes so we really haven't had a whole lot of downtime up till now. It's been very interesting year.
So just how many plants do you grow then? Are they all cultivated on site? I know you mentioned you're growing them, or are you sourcing some of them in from other suppliers?
So like a lot of independent garden center grower retailer operations, we start a lot of our stuff, but we also bring in young plants from a number of trusted young plant suppliers from Michigan, from Iowa, from other places, and they come in just as the little baby plugs, and we Arch Crew here transplants them all into the various finished containers, and then we grow them over the months up to size until they're ready to sell.
How many customers come through then this Mother's Day weekend usually compared to your normal flow of traffic?
That's a good question. In past years, we would probably see, you know, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, somewhere in the neighborhood of 700 to 1,000 folks a day come through. But, you know, we've been seeing numbers approaching that for the last week now. And I think the weather has a lot to do with it. You know, we've just had so much nice weather and interspersed with those kind of cruddy days that people are just saying, you know what, it's beautiful out. Let's come out there. Let's do this. Let's get those plants that we really want to have before the Mother's Day rush. That's the biggest thing I've been hearing from customers, because I work the checkout lines and every other aspect of the business for the most part. And the number one thing I'm hearing from customers is, you know, we want to get out there before Mother's Day so we can beat the crowds.
So what are the top selling plants or flowers then during that Mother's Day season?
Hanging baskets, for sure. Every kind of combination there is. We have about 50 different combinations of hanging baskets. And certainly, if you're familiar, 4.5-inch potted material, so geraniums, petunias, I mean, anything that pretty much grows in a 4-inch pot, we can't keep it on the shelves fast enough. We're just moving stuff up as fast as we can. So I'd say 4-inch and hanging baskets are our biggest two categories that we sell in the annual market, followed closely by perennials. People have been really showing an interest in perennials the last couple of years, and we're really happy to see that happening, because it's always been kind of a thing where we said, you know, it makes sense for people to plant perennials along with annuals, so that way they have, you know, somewhat predictable fireworks show of flowers each season, but then they can, you know, add in those accent plants, add in those things that really show color during the spring and summer and even into the fall months.
Can you give us an estimate, number-wise, of just how many you do sell during that Mother's Day season? I know you mentioned you have about 1,000 plus, you know, people coming through a day.
It's well over 100,000 plants just over that weekend. Well, just over that week leading up to it. We consider the Mother's Day weekend more of a week these days than it used to be just a weekend. So, and now it's looking like that season for Mother's Day is approaching almost 2 weeks ahead of Mother's Day for us, when we really start seeing the traffic up. So when we classify, we look at it as, you know, okay, how are we doing for the whole week leading up to Mother's Day, or even 2 weeks leading up to Mother's Day?
That was Josh Smith, co-owner of Kopke's Greenhouse, along with us. So if you haven't gotten your mom anything yet, or maybe you just want to add something a little extra to what you already have, grab your watering can and head to your local nursery or greenhouse. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Time to get back in the fields again. Whether you need high-quality used equipment to get the job done, or you have planting or other farm equipment you would like to sell, Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. To find a sales representative near you, or for a list of upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide, visit steffesgroup.com. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com, your auction leader.
Welcome back. Market's just around the corner. We are going to be talking in a moment with our friends from AARP about how valuable the rural voice is going to be come this fall election. It's not just about the presidential election. It's also about decision makers on the state scene. One of those, our Wisconsin Assembly Ag Director, that's Travis Tranel. He's also taking a look back at what they've accomplished in the previous session for Wisconsin farmers and rural landowners, and kind of marking up what his priorities are when he heads back to Madison in the fall. Tranel says there's been some pluses, like the Ag Road Improvement Program, and there's been things that fell short.
Foreign ownership of land is something we worked on quite a bit last session that we didn't quite get across the finish line, mainly because there were two competing bills and there was some issue with how some of the language worked, that people were afraid that we would box out businesses that we do want to do business with and countries that we are friendly with. So we have to decide whether or not it's worth going back and trying to successfully get that passed next session, and I'm hopeful that we'll be able to come to an agreement.
That's Wisconsin State Representative Travis Trennell. He is also the chair of the Assembly Agriculture Committee, and he said they're also looking at adding the Ag Road Improvement Program back into the next round of state funding to continue to improve our rural infrastructure. We'll keep an eye on that. Keeping an eye on the markets this morning, so far they're looking pretty good. Remember, today we get our acreage report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and also world perspective on how production is going. So a lot of critical information coming to bear on the marketplace later today about 11 a.m. Central Time. Right now, December corn's up 3 at 482. November beans up a penny at 1201. July new crop wheat 16 cents higher right now at 653. Barrel cheese yesterday was up a penny and a quarter at 191 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese gained 2¾ cents to 198, and AA butter, that actually went down 2½ cents on Thursday to 299 and three quarters per pound. The June Class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 19 cents right now at 2017 a hundredweight. July down a dime at 1985 a hundredweight. Don't forget, if you ever miss a piece of our conversation, you didn't quite hear what a guest had to say, you can always hit replay. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com, and you're going to see a complete list of podcasts available for you. Various guests that you might not have been able to hear on the radio, and full conversations to boot. That's MidwestFarmReport.com. Up next, the rural voice is going to matter come this fall election, and I'm not just talking about the presidential election. Stand by, our friends from AARP of Wisconsin give you a rundown on issues. That's on the way for a Friday.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio refreshed.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy talking car insurance on today's Work Money Minute. If you don't think your car insurance premiums are too high, well, congratulations. Send your insurance agent a fruit basket or something. But if you're like most of us, you are paying way too much. My top tip to pay less is to shop around. Now, I don't mean Google for 5 minutes, then give up. I mean pick two or three other insurance agencies and go far enough into the application process that you get back real bids on actual policies. That's the only way to really find out who's offering you the best deal. There are a lot of variables. Your age, your driving record, the car you drive. You won't know until you compare apples to apples with real quotes. But is doing all that work really worth the time? Research shows yes, it really is. There could be hundreds of dollars a year in savings for you out there. For more tips on saving, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Join me, Lou Regani, as we explore the history of Racine, Kenosha, and Wisconsin. For over 30 years, I've told the story of our community, and now I'm excited to be part of Civic Media to continue this journey. So won't you listen in and even be part of the discussion? Tune your radio to 1400 AM or 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. You can always stream the show live by downloading the Civic Media app.
The Lou Regani Show, Sundays 7 till noon on WRJN.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
CBS News Brief. Prime Minister Netanyahu responding to President Biden's threat to pause more arms shipments to Israel if the IDF invades Rafah in southern Gaza.
This is precision weapons. So, in fact, if you want to avoid
civilian casualties, you need these weapons.
The judge denies two requests for a mistrial at Donald Trump's hush money trial, and Stormy Daniels wraps up a second day of cross-examination. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
He said that really he put the onus on the defense. Too many details did come out, but he said that Trump's defense attorney, Susan Necklass, just did not object enough.
The family of a decorated service member demanding answers after police body cam video shows a Florida sheriff's deputy shooting and killing the 23-year-old inside his own home. Senior Airman Roger Forston had a handgun at his side. He owned it legally. The officer responded to a call for a domestic disturbance. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans say they're tired of fighting with other members of their own party. All five GOP representatives from Wisconsin voted against removing Mike Johnson as Speaker Wednesday. The Republicans' right wing wanted Johnson out over recent bills approving government spending and aid to Ukraine. Former Wisconsin Congressman and U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Donald Trump has nowhere to go but down, but that President Biden needs to work his way up.
Trump can't win, but Biden can lose, meaning Trump's polling at his peak pretty much in all the swing states. He's basically polling at the best he has, at the best he can get, and Biden's underperforming everywhere.
Ryan handicapping the presidential race at the Milken Global Institute conference this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A Bucks player slapped with a four-game suspension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee Bucks guard Pat Beverly suspended four games next season for misconduct during the Bucks' season-ending loss to the Pacers. Video showing Pat Beverly throwing a ball at a heckling fan. Later, he refused to take questions from an ESPN reporter. Beverly said he's not even sure if he'll be with the Bucks next season.
I'm excited about this summer. I'm excited to see what new home I'm at. If it's, you know, if I'm here, if I'm, you know, wherever. Obviously, we don't know. You know, we came up short, but, you know, we'll see what the summer has.
Baseball, the Brewers with three home runs on the way to a 7-1 win over the Cardinals at AmFam Field. The crew getting good performances from young pitchers like Jared Koenig, who got the win, or Tobias Myers, who got the start.
Tobias, that was in Double-A part of last year and wasn't slated to be in the big leagues. He's pitching great for four, and then we get another guy that we didn't know that would pitch for us at all this year. They were great.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area at 10:33. All show long, we honor Mother's Day with your favorite mom memories. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north, switching to the south by midday at 5 to 15. Tonight, a little light rain, our low 48. Tomorrow, sunshine 63. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. May 7th, South Dakota democracy advocates submitted the necessary signatures to put a constitutional amendment establishing a top two open primary system on the ballot. The ballot question would allow the 150,000 independent voters whose tax dollars underwrite the primary to actually vote in it. On Monday, South Dakota open primary submitted 25% more than the required 35,000 signatures necessary for state constitutional amendments, according to Secretary of State figures. The measure establishes a single ballot open primary for congressional, gubernatorial, state legislature, and county offices. All candidates, regardless of party, would run on the same ballot, but a party affiliation is listed. The top two candidates advance to the general election, again, regardless of party. Such a system allows all voters to participate in the primary, including independents and third-party voters. South Dakota's current system is closed, allowing only voters registered with that party to use that party's ballot. Likewise, open primaries allow independent and third-party candidates to run on the same ballot. Because the candidates must appeal to voters not registered with that party, open primaries helps to limit partisan polarization and offer more choice to voters. Open primaries are often paired with ranked choice voting, but South Dakota Republicans have banned its use. We have links to the ballot question text at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between De Pere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
That you love to do. Listen, don't go through the summer missing out on life. Call QC Kinetics now and find out how they can use biologics from your own body to give new life to your achy joints. QC's regenerative medicine protocols can restore and repair that damaged tissue with no surgery, no steroids, no drugs, no downtime. This is the future of medicine. Tens of thousands of QC Kinetics patients around the country are living their best life this year because they made the call. QC medical professionals are under the direction of Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup, who was an orthopedic surgeon who became a true pioneer in regenerative medicine. He knew there had to be a better way. Call QC Kinetics now for your free consultation. Revolutionary treatments for joint pain are here. Call 608-319-1750. QC Kinetics, 608-319-1750. 608-319-1750.
They say yes to 7 straight days. A traveling dress rehearsal for you to get comfortable in the seat and feel the power behind the smartest purchase you've ever made. The 7-day no questions asked return policy, if you need it, at Bergstrom Automotive. Join the Bergstrom Automotive family for the yes.
You know, Will, a lot of people say we sound alike.
I'd have to agree with them, Dad.
Well, the two of you may sound alike, but you sure don't look alike.
And your roof doesn't have to look like everyone else's. Allow Sweetle Metal Roofing to transform yours.
See what one will look like on your home.
I'm Mike.
Will.
And Mary Sweeta. Enjoy the long-lasting architectural strength and beauty of a Sweeta metal roof.
SWITA, metalroofing.com.
Sweeta metal roofing, the last roof you'll ever need.
The Big River Rally, August 16th and 17th in La Crosse, Wisconsin at the Fest Grounds. Friday night, Buck Cherry. Hey,
y'all crazy, baby.
And Saturday night. Tickets and find out more at BigRiverRally.com.
Landscapers count on Kalani Topsoil for our consistent quality shredded soil used on major projects. No sticks or rocks to rake out. In fact, it spreads out as smooth as butter and deliveries that are on time every time, so the work crew isn't standing around. Now that saves you time and money in the long run. Landscapes and landscapers love Kalani Topsoil.
Take it from a worm. Trust the guys who know good dirt.
KalaniTopsoil.com.
Now that's good dirt.
Buying a really good piece of jewelry may seem intimidating, but not after you talk with William Thomas. They take the time with you so you know your money is well spent, not overspent. Their decades of knowledge shine almost as brilliantly as the stunning stones in your custom piece. Come see the collection of gorgeous gems and choose one for your very own.
William Thomas Custom Jewelry, your inspiration, your custom jeweler.
Celebrating 30 years of brilliance.
Every time you saw her, she pinched your right cheek. She gave you a peppermint candy and that special wink. You loved Aunt Gladys. But now the boxes of precious moments, stacks of encyclopedias, and heavy outdated furniture is making you crazy.
At Two Men in a Junk Truck, we don't just remove junk. We restore your sanity. Experience the calm after the clutter. Visit twomeninajunktruck.com today for your free estimate.
Keep what you love. Ditch what you don't.
Turn a remnant into a remarkable look with the selection at Wise Way Flooring. Hundreds to choose from in all lengths and sizes. With cash and carry discounts, this is an economical way to carpet your home office, family room, or bedrooms. I'm Jeremy Yenser of Wise Way Flooring, inviting you to visit our showroom in Watertown, Lake Mills, and Econimowoc. See how our warehouse remnants might be the right thing for you.
We've got Wisconsin.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.